Robert, thanks for your patience, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, my 27-year-old daughter is 8 weeks pregnant with her first child, and she's in good health. She eats fairly well. She eats lots of vegetables. But what advice can I give her to make sure the child is healthy? I mean, I'm sort of scared because you go into the hospital, they want vaccinations on the child, and I don't know, just general, what prenatal should she be taking, and any general advice you can give me like that.
Well, I can give you general advice for all pregnant ladies. And by the way, congratulations, prospective grandpa. Well,
thank you. We're very excited.
You betcha. You betcha. Okay, some general stuff, sir. For one, we all know about folate and prevention of birth defects. However, please do not ever use folic acid. Folic acid is a molecule never before found in nature, and by the way, there's a whole research paper on this. I'm not fooling. It's never before found in nature. It was invented by Lederle Laboratories, and most people's bodies can metabolize it into folate, but some of us can't, and it's the folate we really need. You'll find in all the natural food stores and the compounding pharmacies and the Toma dispensary something called L-methylfolate. Usually comes in a 1 milligram capsule. And there's just absolute proof that folate helps to prevent birth defects. Now, oddly enough, what they don't tell you is there's studies from other countries showing that zinc helps to prevent birth defects. Uh-huh. And so does vitamin B12. Why do those three? Because they are involved with replication of DNA. And to make new cells, that embryo has to keep dividing cells, dividing cells, dividing cells, and the DNA has to replicate properly. So one should look for a multiple. Now, there are lots of multiples for prenatal out there, and almost all of them have the zinc, and almost all of them have B12 and folate. But the problem is, for me anyway, they usually don't contain enough B12 or folate. And so one can get that separately, and no, one is not going to hurt an infant with extra B12 and folate, although if one used too much zinc, one might. So I'd stick with what's in the multiple. Oh, by the way, oysters are very high in zinc, so if your daughter likes oysters, go for it, and she's not going to hurt anything there. So that's just general supplementation. Now, other than that, my goodness, a person should be doing like our daughters did. Well, it's going to be a woman person having a baby, isn't it? We raised our kids with all organic as much as we possibly could. And, of course, when they got to be rebellious teenagers, they went and did their own thing. But our two oldest daughters, the minute they got pregnant, woohoo! All the refined sugar, the white flour, everything disappeared from their houses, according to their husbands anyway. And they went and snapped right back to the all organic that they'd been raised on. And that's really the safest, because the human race has been... The mommies of the human race have been eating organic from before the word was ever invented, and the word was only invented when all the chemical synthetic stuff came into our diets. So we want to keep that synthetic garbage out if we can. And then I'll say one other thing that might be of use, and that is that there's research that mommies who use a bit of extra fish oil, not a great deal, maybe a teaspoon or two fish oil every day, why, their kids, when they're 2 or 3 years old and checked for motor skills, they got better motor skills than the other kids do of the mommies who don't use fish oil. You probably know that the fish oil omega-3 fatty acids are very important for brain health, and apparently a lot of mommies don't eat enough fish, so that's why they tried the fish oil and then no fish oil, and the baby's outcome was better, literal outcome, for the fish oil using mommies, and that's not going to hurt them any either. So, there's a few tips, sir. I could go on and on, but I don't think I better. We got some folks waiting.
Okay, as far as vaccinations, should I try to tell her to avoid them completely or wait until the kid's 2 years old or, you know, they're past that stage where they're so, what do you think? Yeah, when they're so little, I just hate to see it.
Well, you know what, sir? You need to hand her a book by Neil, N-E-I-L. I believe it's N-E-A-L-I-L. It might be N-E-A-L. But anyway, Neil Z. Miller. Put that into your search engine. It reports on 400 studies on vaccines that we have never heard about. And here's one of my lead. And by the way, these are all in major, in not major, but all in medical journals, some of them major, and all in medical and scientific journals, and they were all peer-reviewed and published. And here's my least favorite. My least favorite is the one that tells us that the more vaccines an infant gets, the more likely it is to land in the hospital or die, as compared to infants who get less vaccinations. So it's Neil, put into your search engine, Neil Z. Miller vaccine book. It'll come up. And look through that, sir. These are all the studies that we have never been told about. We've only been told about the good side. And so I'm not saying I get vaccination. What I am saying is that we should have all the information. And this information is right there in the science journals and medical journals. And Neil Miller, who's an excellent scientific reporter, summarized them. That's the cool part. They're summarized with bullet parts in English, so you don't have to read all the scientese. Each is summarized onto one page. And before we go ahead and make a decision, we should have that side of the equation too, as well as what we're told in the regular radio and newspapers, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll do that. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling.